Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dan Kestenbaum. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are going to learn Daf Samach, and we will begin the new perek, the eighth perek, Kainim Yayin. The Mishnah begins, Kainim Yayin Shanitayim Ayayim. If someone makes a neder that he will not taste wine today, he is only usher until it gets dark. Because he said today, so he only is going to be usher until it gets dark. The question is, until when is the person usher? Is the person going to be usher until Tseisa Kaichavim, until three stars, until Vaday Laila, definitely night? Or perhaps a person would only be aser until Ben Hashmashais, until after Shkia. The Mukhe Yosef writes that since Nidarim is an Issa Daraisa, so it's a Suffolk Daraisa, Ben Hashmashais is a Suffolk day, Suffolk night, and since Nidarim is a Din Daraisa, so Suffolk Daraisa, we have to go L'chumra, and therefore the person is going to be aser until Bein Hashmashais, it's Aser Misafek, he would not get Malkus if he drank wine, but he'll be Aser because of Safek Daraisa. It's Mashma from the Muki Yosef, as the Sefer Ben Yair points out, that the only reason we are going to go to Chumra over here is because it's a Safek Daraisa. However, the Magen Avram in Reish Simen Tav Kuf Samach Beis writes that when in regards to a tainus, in regards to fast days, that one is aser until Tseisa Kachavim. And even though it's a safek derabanan, a tainus is derabanan, every tainus except for Yom Kippur, but nonetheless, since the entire day he was aser, so the Lashon of the Magen Avram is Misveika Lainafka Mikdushasa. Misafek, it does not go out from its Kedusha, as the Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram elaborates over there, that there's a Cheskas Iser. Since there's a Chazaka of being Aser, he continues being Aser until for sure Tseisa Kachavim comes, until he's for sure going to be Mutter. So we see a very interesting thing from the Magen Avram, Prima Gadim, that even a Safek Derabanan, it seems if there's a Cheskas Iser, then we are not going to apply the rule of Safek Derabanan Lekula. However, the Chachma Shleima over there writes that this does not apply to every Safek Derabanan where there is a Cheskas Iser. It is specifically over here by a Tainus, or something like a tainus, where there's not only one chazaka, there are actually two chazakas. What are the two chazakas? First of all, there's a chazaka on the person, that the person was aser until this point. And the second chazaka is a chazaka on the day, that since it had a status of being day, so there's a chazaka that it's still day until proven otherwise, until Vaday Laila, until Tseisa Kachavim. And therefore, the Chachma Shalma writes that it's only over here where there's two chazakas, then we do not say Safek Derabanan Lekula, but where there is only one chazaka, then we would say Safek Derabanan Lekula, even in face of a Cheskas Iser. That would be the Pashtas, that one is going to be Aser, certainly in our Mishnah, until Tseisa Kachav. However, there's a big Chiddush from the Nidrei Zrizin, from Rav Shlomo Kluger, and Rav Shlomo Kluger says that the Mishnah uses a lashon of ad shetechshach, until it gets dark. Why does the Mishnah use the lashon of ad shetechshach, until it gets dark? The Mishnah should have said ad halayla, he's aser until night. So the Nidrei's reason says that the Mishnah wants to tell us that ad shetechshach means that you're only aser until bein hashmashais, that by Bein HaShmashas one is going to be Mutter, even though it's a Safek Daraisa. But the Nidrei Zrizin explains that Nedarim, as we know, goes according to the Lashon Bnei Adam, it goes according to the Lashon of people. And when people say that they're assuring themselves for today, they do not mean past Bein HaShmashais, and therefore he is going to be mutter. We could ask on the Nidre's reason from the first Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. First Mishnah says in Arvei Pesachim that Erev Pesachim Samach LeMincha Lo Yochel Adam Ad SheTeshach. That Erev Pesach before Mincha, one a person should not eat until it gets dark. And it's Mavur and Halacha and Tav Samach Beis, which means that a person is not supposed to eat until Tzeisak Lechavim. Tzeisak Lechavim, the person makes Kiddush and the person eats Matzah, of course, only after Tzeisak Lechavim, when it's Vaday Laila, in order to be Yaitse his mitzvah Daraisa. So over there it seems the Lashon of Ad SheTeshach means after Tzeisak Lechavim. So that's a ha'ara on the Nidre's reason. It is interesting to note why the Mishnah specifically said yayin. Kainim yayin shanitayim. First of all, why does the Mishnah mention that he asserted anything specific? Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, kainam shanitayim, I make a neder that I will not eat anything, hayayim, that I will not eat anything today? So this question is not a strong question, as the Chassam Sofer points out, because later on in the Mishnah, we're going to discuss other cases where the person assured himself for a week, for a month, for a year. So there it's not possible for a person to make such a neder. A person's not able to go more than a week without eating. So the Mishnah had to say something specific. The question is, why did the Mishnah specifically say yayin? What the Mishnah could have said anything. So why did the Mishnah pick yayin as the example of something that the person assert? The Shita brings in the B'Shem Ra'im that the Mishnah said yayin because yayin is something that is normal for a person to assert upon himself. He brings the Gemara in Yuma that yayin mevi yulala laylam, that yayin brings punishment to the world, yayin brings to bad things. As the Gemara tells us, kala raya saita b'kikula yazar atzom min hayayin. So therefore the Mishnah said, yayin, that's a common thing that a person would want to stay away from in order to stay away from arayas, to stay away from trouble. The Nidre's reason offers another answer. He says that the Mishnah is going to say that the person asserted himself from yayin for a week, for Shabbos, and the Mishnah tells us that the person is not only asser during the days of the week, but the person is also going to be asr on Shabbos. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that even though the person made a neder on yayin, so we would think that a person does not mean to asr himself on Shabbos because he wants to be yaitzeh the mitzvah with Kiddush himself and drink from the yayin. So therefore we would say that he didn't mean to include Shabbos. Kamash Mulan, that even though he said kanim yayin, still he's going to be asr on Shabbos. And this is actually how the Nidre's reason explains the Gemara Nama Beis. When the Gemara Nama Beis asks Pshita that it's obvious that the person is going to be Usher on Shabbos, and the Gemara answers that I would think he only means Yomei D'Shabbos Kamar, he only means the days of Shabbos, the days of the week, but he does not mean to Usher himself on Shabbos. Zuck the Nidre's reason that the Gemara means that I would think that he's only Usher the days of Shabbos because then he has no mitzvah to drink yayin. But on Shabbos itself, which he has a mitzvah to drink yayin because of Kiddush, I would say he did not mean to asr himself. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah, then no, the person includes Shabbos itself. The Mishnah continues and says, Shabbos zu, if a person asrs upon himself wine for this Shabbos, asr b'chala Shabbos, he is usher the entire week, the Shabbos Sha'avra. There's a very big machlokes rishayim as to how to explain the Mishnah. The Ran, the Rosh, Taisvis explain the Mishnah as follows. A person is, let's say, making a neder on Tuesday, and he says that he ushers upon himself wine for this Shabbos, for this week, So Asr b'chol haShabbos, he's Asr the entire week. The Shabbos and the day of Shabbos itself, Sha'avra, is considered from the week that passed. Meaning that Shabbos is considered from the days of the week that passed. And therefore he's going to be Asr on Shabbos also. Meaning, we could ask the following question. What is the breakup of a week? Does the week go from Sunday till Shabbos? Shabbos being the end of the week? Or does Shabbos begin the week? Shabbos until Friday? So the Mishnah is teaching us that if a person makes a neder on Tuesday and he asers upon himself the entire week, so he is aser till Shabbos, including Shabbos. The Shabbos Sha'avra, and Shabbos is considered from the week that passed, and therefore he's going to be aser. Rather than saying that Shabbos begins the next week, and he would not be aser on Shabbos. According to this, the Mishnah continues and says that by Chaydesh, by the month, it's going to be the opposite. If a person says Chaydesh Zeh, he asers upon himself this month, Asr b'chol haChaydesh, he's asr the entire month. V'Reish Chaydesh l'haba. However, over here, Reish Chaydesh will not be asr. Reish Chaydesh l'haba, Reish Chaydesh is considered from to the next month. Meaning, if a person makes a neder, let's say the third day of the month, and he says, this month, Chaydesh Zeh, he's asr in wine. So he will be asr until Reish Chaydesh, the entire month. However, Reish Chaydesh l'haba. However, he will not be asr on Rosh Chodesh itself, because Rosh Chodesh is considered to the next month. This is the way how many Rishayim, most Rishayim explain the Mishnah. However, the Mefarish over here says another Pshat, and many Rishayim, the Ran, the Rosh, Taisus bring this Pshat in the name of the Yesh Mefarshim. The way the Mefarish explains the Mishnah is as follows. The person made the nether on Shabbos itself. He made the nether on Shabbos, and he said, I asr upon myself wine for Shabbos Zu, for this Shabbos. Asr b'chol haShabbos, he's in asr the entire week. V'Shabbos Sha'avra, and the Shabbos that passed, meaning the Shabbos that he's making the nether on, this day that he's making the nether on Shabbos, is also going to be asr. What does it mean, Sha'avra? What it means is that even though this Shabbos is from the week that passed, even though the week really begins on Sunday, he is still going to be usher on this Shabbos as well. So once again, he made the nether on Shabbos, and he said that I usher upon myself Shabbos Zu. So he's going to be usher the entire week, and the Shabbos today, the day that he makes the nether, Sha'avra, even though it's from the week that passed. And the next case in the Mishnah, Chaydesh Zeh Asr B'chol HaChaydesh, when a person makes nether on Rosh Chaydesh, again, he made the nether on Rosh Chaydesh, he's Asr the entire month, and Rosh Chaydesh, the day that he made the nether on, is also going to be Asr. But over here, Lahaba, over here, we don't have to say, even though it's from the month that passed, because by Reish Chaydesh, it's part of the next month. So by Reish Chaydesh Lahaba, he's going to be asr on Reish Chaydesh, because that is part of the following month. Why does the Mishnah tell us Shabbos Sha'avra, according to this Pshat, that Shabbos is considered from the week before, versus Reish Chaydesh, which is considered to the next month? What's the difference? Either way, he is Asr on Shabbos, or the Reish Chaydesh, the day that he made the nether. So the Ran explains that the Mishnah expresses it this way because it has a nafka mina in a case where the person made the nether in middle of the week or in middle of the month. Even according to the Mefarish, if a person made a nether, let's say on Tuesday, and he asr upon himself this Shabbos, so even according to the Mefarish, he's going to be asr until and including Shabbos, because Shabbos Sha'avra, because Shabbos is considered from the end of the week, from the days before it. However, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, if a person would asr himself on the fifth day of the month, then he's not going to be asr the next Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is considered to the next month. This Mahalech of the Mefarish, that we're talking about a case where the person made the nether on Shabbos, and the Mishnah is telling us that he is usher the entire week and the Shabbos that he made the nether on, has many questions. And most of the Rishonim argue with this pshat. The Ran and the Rashba both ask, why is he going to be usher the next week? The person made a nether on Shabbos, and as we said, Shabbos belongs to is the end of the week. It belongs to the days before it. So if a person made a nether on Shabbos and said, I asr upon myself wine for this Shabbos, for this week, so the Ran and Rashi will both say, the nether should end Matzei Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos, he should be permitted, because the end of the week is Matzei Shabbos, because Shabbos ends the week. So why is he going to be asr the following week? Maybe one will say that it's too short. He made the nether on Shabbos, so it's too short that when he says Shabbos Zu, he's going to be permitted Matzei Shabbos. So the Ran and the Rashba both bring a raya from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says that if a person gets up Chaf Tes Elul, the very end of the year, and says that he asks upon himself Shana Zu this year, the halacha is that he's going to be mutter the next day, on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be permitted, because the year ends Chaf Tes Elul. He's going to be permitted. So even though he made the nether at the end of the year, still, as soon as the next year comes, a day later, he's going to be permitted. So the same thing over here. If a person says Shabbos Zu, this Shabbos, and he made the nether on Shabbos, he should not be usher on Sunday. Shabbos ends the week, so he should be only usher until Matzei Shabbos. And this is the halacha, l'maisa. This is how the Rishonim paskin, that your own, if you say Shabbos Zu and you made the nether on Shabbos, you should only be asr till Matzei Shabbos. Why does the Mefarish hold, what's pshat the Mefarish, that you should be asr the next week? The Rashba adds another question. The Rashba says that according to the Mefarish, according to this pshat, it's going to come out that Shabbos Zu is more chomer, is stricter than a person that says Shabbos Echas, 1 week. If a person says Shabbos Echas, one week, the Mishnah says later that he's going to be usher the entire week, and it's regardless of when he made the nether. If a person made the nether on Tuesday and he says he asrs upon himself Shabbos Echas, 1 week, he's going to be usher until the following Tuesday. However, if a person says Shabbos Zeh, this Shabbos, so then he's going to be permitted Matzei Shabbos. So normally we see that Shabbos Zu is more lenient than Shabbos Echas. However, over here it's going to come out Pamfaker. If a person makes the nether on Shabbos and he says Shabbos Zu this Shabbos, so according to this Mahalech, he's going to be also Shabbos the day that he made the nether, and the entire week, the following week, he's going to be also as well, which means he'll be also 8 days, Shabbos, and then until the following Shabbos, because that's part of the next end of next week. However, if a person would say Shabbos Achas, person would say one Shabbos, and he made the nether on Shabbos, the following Shabbos he would be permitted because the week is over. So how could it be, the Rashba asks, that Shabbos Zu is going to come out stricter than Shabbos Echas? A third kasha on this Mahalech, on this Shita, is a beautiful kasha of the Radvaz. The Radvaz is in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis. The Radvaz asks very simply, according to the Mefarish, you're going to be Asur Shabbos, the day you made the nether, and the entire next week until the next, and including the next Shabbos, because that's when the week ends. So Frek the Radvaz, very simply, doesn't make sense. How are you going to be Asur to Shabbosais? Meman of Shach, if Shabbos ends the week, which is the case, then you should only be Asur, then Which Shabbos did he have in mind? If he had in mind the Shabbos that he made the nether on, so then he should only be Asr Shabbos, and then he should be permitted Matzah Shabbos. And if the person meant the next week, then he should be Asr next Shabbos, but the Shabbos today that he's making the nether on should be permitted. How do you Asr the person in two different Shabbosos, how do you Asr the person on two Shabbos, days of Shabbos? One of the Shabbos, they're from two different weeks. So how is it possible, Radvaz asks, that a person is going to be Asr on two different days of Shabbos? One of them is from a different week. We'll say now a Mahalich to answer the Shita of the Mefaresh from Rav Shlomo Kluger, from he writes in Nidre's reason. Rav Shlomo Kluger suggests a possible teretz as follows. If we look at Rashi, the second Rashi, the Mefaresh, on the Perek, so the Mefaresh writes that he's Asr B'chol HaShabbos B'sheishas Yimei HaShavua, the 6 days of the week. The Mefaresh writes pretty clearly, which is different than the Rishayim quote from this Yesh Mefarshim. The Mefaresh writes that you're not going to be Asr on the next Shabbos. You're only Asr Sheishas Yimei HaShavua, the 6 days of the week, which means that according to the Mefaresh, if you made the nether on Shabbos, you're Asr on Shabbos, and then the following 6 days. But you're not going to be Asr the next Shabbos as well. Against what the Radvaz was asking, that how could it be Asr on two Shabbosos? Zak, the Nidre's reason, no, you're not going to be Asr on two Shabbosos, you're only Asr on the Shabbos you made the nether. The next Shabbos, you are not going to be Asr. And what is the explanation for this? What is the pshat? Why you Asr the Shabbos that you made the nether and the following 6 days? If Shabbos is part of the week, is the end of the week, so why you Asr Shabbos and then the following 6 days, which is a new week? Zak, the Nidre's reason, following Chiddush. The Nidre's reason says that even though it's true that Shabbos is the end of the week, but it's possible that people do not know that. People do not know how to break up the week. People do not know if Shabbos is the beginning of the week or Shabbos is the end of the week. And we're not sure what the person meant. So therefore, it comes out as follows. The person made the nether on Shabbos and he said, Shabbos zu, we're not sure. Doesn't mean Shabbos zu, and he knows that Shabbos is the end of the week, and therefore he'll be mutter, actually, Matzei Shabbos, just like we saw in the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that if a person makes another Chavtes Elo, he's going to be permitted on Rosh Hashanah. So if the person knows that Shabbos is the end of the week, so then he'll actually be Mutter Matzei Shabbos. But it's possible that the person thinks Shabbos is the beginning of the week. If Shabbos is the beginning of the week, then he would be Asr from today, from Shabbos, until the following Friday. Not the next Shabbos, because that's a new week, according to this person's das, according to his mind. So therefore, the Nidre's reason explains that that's why he's Asr Shabbos in the following 6 days, because we're not sure if the person knows whether Shabbos is the beginning of is the end of the week, which it is, or maybe he thinks it's the beginning of the week, and therefore he's Asr Shabbos in the following 6 days, and he's not going to be Asr the next Shabbos. And this answers the questions of the Rishayim on the Mefarish. The Mishnah later continues and says, "V'mamar yom echad Shabbos achas chodesh echad shana echas shavua echad aser miyayim liyayim." Meaning that while in the beginning of the Mishnah, where a person says "kainim yayin shani tayim hayayim," where he says today he is asering upon himself wine, he's going to be mutter at night. However, if a person says "yom echad," one day, then he's going to be Asr a full 24 hours. Similarly, other cases in the Mishnah, if a person says Shabbos Zu, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, there a person is going to be Asr till the end of that week. So if a person made a nether on Tuesday, he'll be Asr until Matzei Shabbos. However, if a person says Shabbos Achas, 1 week, then he is not going to be mutter until the following Tuesday, a complete week, and the same thing with Chodesh Echad, Shana Achas, etc. The Rishash points out that while the Mishnah teaches us that if a person says Yayim Echad, he is asur a full 24 hours, this is specifically by Nedarim, because Nedarim goes Balasha B'nei Adam, the way that people speak. However, the Rishash points out that in Lashon HaTorah, it's actually not that way. The Torah tells us in the Lav of shechting a parent, an animal, it's the parent and the child on the same day. The Torah says, "Aisay ves benay leisishcha to b'yayim echad." What does the Torah mean when the Torah says you're not allowed to shech the mother, the father, and the child on the same day? Does the Torah mean one day, meaning from, if let's say a person shechs the mother at 10 o'clock in the morning, so is he going to be mutter to shech the child at night after Tzeisak HaKavim? Or do we say the person is going to be usher to shech the child a complete 24 hours till the following morning? So the halacha is paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya Simita Zion Sif Dalit, that actually at night it would be permitted to shech the child. That when the Torah says Yayim Echad, it does not mean 24 hours, it means that specific day. That's how we break up the day in regards to this lav. So it comes out, it's different than Halacha Nedarim. Nedarim, if a person says Yayim Echad, he is asur 24 hours. But when the Torah says, Aisei Vespinai L'sisha Tubi Yom Echad, it does not mean 24 hours, it goes by that specific day. It's a very interesting shaila here. When the Mishnah says, Asur Miyayim Liyayim, that it's Asur, a complete period from day to day, the question is, what does exactly that mean? For example, let's say the person makes a neder on Tuesday, and he asks himself for Shabbos Achas, and he makes a neder Tuesday, 10 o'clock in the morning, that he's asking upon himself wine for Shabbos Achas for a complete week. When exactly is he going to be permitted to drink wine? Do we say that he's asur a complete 7 24-hour periods, meaning he will not be mutter till the following Tuesday, 10 o'clock, me'es le'es, as we call it? So he'll be asur me'es le'es 7 days. Or perhaps we say that he's going to be mutter the following Monday night, a full week, is Tuesday, Wednesday, through the following Monday. But Monday night is going to start a new week, and therefore he would be mutter Monday night already. So that's the shaila. Do we need me'es le'es, a full 7 24-hour periods? Or possibly not, and he would already be mutter Monday night. The same shaila would be in the case of Shana Achas, if a person asked himself for a year. For example, the person made the neder on Gimel Tishrei at 11 o'clock in the morning. Would we say that he's not going to be permitted until the following year, Gimel Tishrei, 11 o'clock in the morning? Hainu me'es le'es. Or do we say that he'll already be permitted the night of Gimel Tishrei, and that's considered a complete year, and he would not have to wait until me'es le'es, until the following morning? The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Reish Chaf is medayik from the Rosh and the Ran, that the Rosh and the Ran only write me'es le'es when it comes to Yom Echad. By Yom Echad, the Rosh and Ran point out that you'll be asur me'es le'es. However, they do not say that explicitly by the other cases in the Mishnah. So from here, the Beis Yosef says it's medayik that the other cases in the Mishnah you would not need me'es le'es. However, the Beis Yosef brings the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes very clearly, by the case of Chodesh Echad, Asur Shleishim Yayim Gimurin Me'eis La'eis. The Rambam writes very clearly that there is a requirement of Me'eis La'eis in the other cases of the Mishnah. This is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Chaf, Sif Gimel. And he says in the Beis Yosef that the Rosh and Ran don't necessarily argue with the Rambam. The Diyuk is not Mukhrach, and maybe the Ran and the Rosh would hold the other cases as well, have a requirement of Me'es lays. Two other fascinating shilas on this part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a person asks himself for Chodesh Echad, for 1 month, he's Asr Miyayim Miyayim. The question is, what does that mean? Is that going to be 30 days, no matter what? Or do we say that it depends on what type of month the person is holding in? A Chaser is only a 29-day month. So perhaps if the person made a neder in a month that's a Chaser, there the person will only be Asr 29 days. For example, if the person makes a neder on Tesvav Tammuz, and Tammuz is a Chaser, he will only be Asr until the next month, Tesvav Ba'av, Tuvav, even though it was only 29 days. Or do we say that Chodesh Echad means 30-day period, and therefore the person is going to be Asr until Tezayin, until the next day, Tezayin Ba'av? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Chaf Sifhei, Amar Chodesh Echad, Ay Chodesh Stam, Asr Miyayim Liyayim. And the Shach says that it's Masha from the Shulchan Aruch, that the person is only Asr until that day of the next month where he made the neder, regardless of whether it's a Malay or whether it's a Chaser. So therefore, if the person made a neder on Tesvav Tammuz, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach says, he will only be Asr until Tu Ba'av, on Tesvav Ba'av, and he will get away with 29 days instead of 30 days. The Shach brings that this is really mefurish in the Rush in our Mishnah, because the Rush at the very end of the Mishnah says that if a person standing beches bechaydesh va'amar chaydesh alai, and he says he asks upon himself a month, asr ad ches lechaydesh haba, he's asr until ches of the next month. The Rush does not differentiate what type of month the person is holding in. The Rush writes that seems no matter what, it will go from the day he made the neder, ches, till the following ches. However, the Rambam writes, as actually we quoted this Rambam before, the Rambam writes that if a person makes a neder for Chodesh Echad, Asr Shleishim Yaim Gimurim Me'es Leis. The Rambam writes, Asr Shleishim Yaim Gimurim, 30 days. The Rambam does not differentiate Malei, Chaser. So it's clear from the Rambam that one is going to be Asr 30 days, even if the person made a neder during a Chaser. However, the Shach is Mancha. The Shach wants to say it's not 100% clear that the Rambam holds away, because maybe the Rambam is referring to a month that is a Malei Ksas Daichek. However, that's the way the Shach wants to learn, that even the Rambam holds that it would depend on what type of month the person is holding it. Besides this Rambam, that's Mashma, you need 30 days, no matter what, the Nemuke Yosef over here writes explicitly that one is going to be Asr 30 days, and the Nemuke Yosef says, Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. What does it mean, Stam Nedarim Lahachmer? Because we are not sure whether the person means 29 days, because a Chodesh Chaser has only 29 days, or does the person mean 30 days, like a Chodesh Malei? And therefore, Misafek, we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. The Mekhi Yosef adds an interesting line. He says, Va'oid Raiv Malei Minu. He adds that furthermore, most months are Malayim. So not only do we have a Suffolk, whether it's 29 or 30 days, we actually have a Rav. The Sam Sefer quotes this idea that there's a Rav in the name of the Ritva, not the Nemuke Yosef as we have it, and he's Metama, what exactly this means that there is a Rav. Ayin Sham, you can look in the Sam Sefer. The Rashba as well, on Daf Samach Gimel, writes that if a person says Chodesh Echad, 1 month, it's a safek, and we apply the rule of stam nedarim lahachmer. We see from both the Muki Yosef and the Rashba that Chodesh Echad, when a person says 1 month, we don't look at all the month that he's in. Not like the Shach that says that if the person is holding in a Chodesh Chaser, he is only going to be Aser 29 days. Adarab, according to the Rashba and the Muki Yosef, the person said 1 month. 1 month is a unit of time. It has nothing to do with the month that he's in. That's only when a person says Chodesh Zu, this month. Therefore, according to the Rashba and the Muki Yosef, we just look objectively at how do we define a month. Do we define a month as 29 days because a Chodesh Chaser has only 29 days? Or do we define a month as 30 days like a Male? And therefore, Misafek, we apply the halacha of Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. Again, we also had the sheet of the Rambam that says Shleishim Yaim Gemurim Me'es La'es, which also seems that the Rambam holds that the person is Asa 30 days, not like the Shach. Finally, we have one more fascinating Shaila in this part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if a person makes a nether of Shana Achas, he is Asar Miyayim Liyayim, he's Asar for a year, Miyayim Liyayim. The question is, will that always be 12 months, no matter what? Or, perhaps, if the person is holding in a Shana Mubaras, if the year is a Mubar, then the person will be Asar for 13 months. The Namuki Yosef over here, Lushitasai, writes that since most years are 12 months, so therefore the person will only be Aser 12 months. Different, the opposite of what the Namuki Yosef wrote, but by Chodesh, there's a Rive of Malayim. Over here, there's a Rive Lakula, there's a Rive that it's only 12 months. And actually, we can go Lakula, and he'll always be Aser 12 months. He will not be Aser the extra month that compromises of a Ma'ubar year. So if the person made the Neder on Tesvav Tammuz, and it's a Ma'ubar year, he will not be Aser until the following Tesvav Tammuz, but rather he'll be only Aser until Tesvav Sivan. However, the Rambam over here surprises us, because the Rambam writes in Perek Yod Halacha Dalet, Im Nis'arba Hashana Aser Ba Uvibura, that if the year becomes a Ma'uber, he's going to be Aser 13 months, he's going to be Aser including the Ma'uber year. We see here that the Rambam holds that even though the person said Shana Achas, we don't just look objectively what a year is, but we actually take into account the year that he's making the nether. And if the year that he's making the nether turns out to be a Ma'uber year, he's going to be Aser for a complete 13 months. This actually seems to contradict the Rambam we just brought before, because the Rambam said when it comes to Chodesh, if a person says Chodesh Echad, he's going to be Aser 30 days, no matter what. We don't say that he's going to be Aser only 29 days if he's holding in a Chodesh Chaser. According to the Shach, actually, the Rambam is Miyoshev, because as we mentioned, the Shach says that even though the Rambam says that by Chodesh Echad one is Aser 30 days, the Rambam is talking about a case where the person made the nether in a Malay. And the Shach said that according to the Rambam, if the person made the nether in a Chodesh Chaser, then one would only be Aser 29 days. So this Rambam by Shana that says that one is going to be Aser for 13 months, and it depends on which year he's making the nether, would fit very well according to the Shach. We will now begin the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kainim Yayin Shani Toyim, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, L'shetech Shach Tzarech She'ela L'chacham. When it gets dark, one needs to go ask the Chacham, one needs to get a heter for his nether. My time, what's the reason? Amar of Yosef, Gizera Hayoim Misham Yoimecha. Meaning, even though the person said, Kainim Yayin Shanitayim Hayoim, today, and therefore, technically, he should be mutter once it gets dark, he should be mutter that night. However, Midah Rabbanan, we require him to get a heter for his nether, even after it gets dark, meaning he has to keep a complete 24-hour period, me'es leis. Why? It's exera because of the case of Yaim Echad. Since if a person says Yaim Echad, as the Mishnah says later, he's going to be usher 24 hours, it's me'es leis. We therefore also say, by a case of Hayayim, that is going to be usher 24 hours. Why? Because we're afraid that a person will confuse the two cases. If the person says Hayayim, and we're going to permit him to be mutter at night right away, the person may make a mistake, and a different time will make a nether of Yayim Echad, and will not differentiate between the two. And the person will also think by Yayim Echad, he's going to be mutter when it comes the night. So therefore, even in the case of Ayayim, we are going to make him get Heteris Nether. We are going to make him usher for 24 hours. First of all, we have to understand how this din of Reb Yirmiyah fits with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the person is only usher ad shetechshach. The Mishnah says the person is only usher until it gets dark. This blatantly contradicts Reb Yirmiyah, because Reb Yirmiyah said that even if after it gets dark, he's still going to be usher. The Ran explains that it's not a contradiction. The Mishnah is speaking me'ikar ad-din, mid'oraisa, he's going to be permitted as soon as it gets dark. But really, mid'orabanan, which the Mishnah is discussing, really mid'orabanan, he's still going to be usher. Ksas dachak, that the Mishnah will leave out this halacha, the Rabbanan. The Rosh, on the other hand, learns that actually, according to our Mishnah, he is completely mutter once it gets dark. And Reb Yirmiyah is coming after the time of the Mishnah with his own chumrah, as the Rosh says. And Reb Yirmiyah says, Agzeira, afterwards, that he holds that we should be machmer to require sheilu l'kshetechshach, and we are not going to permit him to drink the wine until he gets a heter for his nether. It's very interesting, the Ramban actually does not bring down this halacha of Reb Yirmiyah. The Ramban just quotes the Mishnah as is, that the person is aser ad shetechshach, and the Ritva explains that the Ramban actually does not hold of the halacha of Reb Yirmiyah, because the Ramban holds that the Mishnah is against Reb Yirmiyah, and therefore we don't paskin like Reb Yirmiyah, we rather paskin like the Mishnah. The Ritva argues and explains, no, al derech the Ran, that the Mishnah is me'ikar ad-din. The Ritva adds something very important, and he says not only is the din of Reb Yirmiyah a chumrah, the Rabbanan, but it's also a chumrah the Rabbanan that only applies to an Am Haaretz. It does not apply to a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham who knows, who understands Halachas of Nedarim, he will not confuse the case of Yayim Echad to the case of Hayayim, and therefore for him, you would not need She'ela l'kshetechshach. So therefore, the Ritva holds, there's not a stira between the Mishnah and the halacha of Reb Yirmiyah, because Reb Yirmiyah is only saying a halacha, a chumrah, for an Am Haaretz. However, the Mishnah is saying Me'ikar Ad-Din, which applies for a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham does not need She'ela. So therefore, the Mishnah could say that you are mutter l'kshetashach. I'd like to share with you an incredible chiddush from the Prisha, in the beginning of Reish Chaf. The Prisha writes that unlike the case where a person makes a neder liyayim echad where the person is asr 24 hours, and he would only be permitted before those 24 hours are up if he gets a heter from a chacham. However, by a case where a person says, kainim yayin shani tayim hayayim, today, the preacher writes, ein sarach pesach. You do not need a pesach. Meaning, once it gets dark, you don't need a pesach. What does a preacher mean by saying, ein sarach pesach? L'chaira, he means, that you don't need a regular heter from a chacham. Not with pesach, and not even with charata, because we paskin lahalacha that even charata is good enough to be matir a neder. So if the prisha is saying that neder hayayim is different than neder liyayim echad, by neder hayayim you don't need a pesach after it gets dark, it must be the prisha is saying that you don't even need charata, because charata would be good enough even for the case of neider liyayim echad. So the preacher learns the Gemara, l'kshetechshach tzarech she'ela, when it gets dark you need she'ela, doesn't mean you need to go through the formal heter nedarim. It just means you have to ask the chacham, you have to tell the chacham what happened, that you made a neder kainim yayin shani tayim hayayim, and the chacham will explain to you that since you said hayayim, it only means today, and therefore you're going to be mutter now. However, maybe he'll tell you that you should know if you said Yayim Echad, you would be asur 24 hours, etc. You just have to clarify with the Chacham, but you do not need the regular formal Hataras Nedarim of a Pesach or Charata. According to the Prisha, it's beautiful that the Mishnah can say that he's mutter l'kshetechshach. The Mishnah could say he's only asur achetechshach. Because from the halacha standpoint of nedarim, being din the nether is only achetechshach. Once it gets dark, according to the prisha, he's not asur with the koach of a nether. He does not need hatar nedarim. It's only a chumra derabanan that he's asur afterwards, and all he has to do is go to a chacham and tell him what happened and ask him to be mutter. So therefore, the Mishnah could say, Aser Achatasha. I would like to suggest another diuk to the Mahalik of the Prisha. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, look, Shetechshach Tzarech She'ela. When it gets dark, you need She'ela. L'chaira, Rabbi Yirmiyah should have said a little bit differently. Rabbi Yirmiyah should have said, he's Aser Me'eis Leis. Rabbi Yirmiyah should have said on the Mishnah that really he's not only Aser Achatashach, but Midah Rabbanan, he's going to be Aser Me'eis Leis because of Gzeira Atu Yayim Echad. Once we know he's Aser Me'eis Leis, obviously, to take care of the nether, like every other nether, if a person wants to get out of the nether, he needs to go and get a heter from a chacham. He needs a taras nedarim. Why does Rabbi Yirmiyah say, L'shetechshach tzarech she'ela? When it gets dark, you need she'ela. So according to the Prisha, it's beautiful, because according to the Prisha, the Gemara is not saying that you're Aser Me'eis Leis Midin Nedarim. Midin Nedarim, the nether is really over once it gets dark. However, L'kshetechshach tzarech she'ela, not a Pesach, not regular Hataras Nedarim. You just need to go ask the Chacham, and the Chacham will tell you that you're going to be Mutter. There's a very fundamental Machlokes as to what about the other cases in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that there's a gzera hayayim mishum yayim echad. Would we apply this gzera to other cases in the Mishnah? The person said, for example, shana zu, this year. The halacha is, the person is only asr till Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah la'asad lavai, Rosh Hashanah, once Rosh Hashanah comes, he's going to be permitted. However, do we say that there also will be a gzeira that will be asur 12 months, a full year? A gzeira atu a case where the person said shana achas. If the person said shana achas, he's asur a full year, no matter what. The same thing by the case of Shavua. The same thing by the case of the Chaydash. Do we apply the gzeira in all the cases? Or, for some reason, we only apply the gzeira to the case of hayayim. The Bar Tanura writes clearly in the Mishnah that the gzeira applies to all the cases of the Mishnah. However, the Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Yerucham that the other cases we do not apply the gzeira, and the Beis Yosef comments on Rabbeinu Yerucham, Pashatu, it's obvious there's no gzeira by the other cases in the Mishnah. And he paskins this way in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chaf Sif Gimel. The Bach, on the other hand, paskins like the Bar Tanura, he brings this from the Smak, that we are geyser not only by the case of Hayyim, but by the other cases of the Mishnah as well. And the Shach brings this Bach, La'alacha. It's hard to understand the Beis Yosef who says, Pashatu, that it's obvious, like Rabbeinu Yerucham, that there is a difference between the case of Hayyim and the other cases in the Mishnah. Why is that obvious? What is the pshat in this Rabbeinu Yerucham? Why is there a difference between the case of Hayyim and the other cases in the Mishnah? The same way we're geyser by Hayyim, Atu Yayim Echad, as well we should be geyser by Shabbos Zu, that one should be aser an entire week, gezeira, Atu, a case where a person says Shabbos Achas, and the other cases as well. Perhaps we can suggest that when a person says Yayim Echad, in Lashon B'nai Adam, one day, it's not so simple that it means a 24-hour period. When we ourselves think about a day, I think that we think of a night and a day. We don't necessarily think in terms of a 24-hour period. In fact, even in the Torah, as we mentioned earlier from the Rishash, the Torah says, Eisei v'espenai le'sishchatu b'yayim echad. There, the Torah does not mean 24-hour period. The Torah means a day, meaning if a person shechted the mother or father in the morning, it would only be aser to shecht the child until the night. After that night, it would be mutter. So Yayim Echad by people is not so simple to 24-hour period. And therefore, there's a reason to make a gzera that a person will think that just like last week when I said Hayayim, I was mutter at night. So even this week when I say Yayim Echad, I'm also going to be mutter at night. However, when a person says Shana Achas, there everyone thinks of a year, 12 months, or Chaydesh Echad, 30 days. There, nobody would make a mistake and think that if he made the neder, let's say, a few days before Rosh Hashanah, and he said, I'm going to aser upon myself wine for Shana Achas for 1 year, there, nobody's going to think that he's going to be mutter Rosh Hashanah, because no one understands Shana Achas to be this year, Shana Zu. However, by Hayayim, there, by Yayim Echad, there we're afraid that a person will think that he's going to be mutter at night, because Yayim Echad could possibly, in people's mind, mean a night and a day, and whenever that day is over, and it doesn't have to be a 24-hour period. Mara continues, Amar Ravina, Amar Li Maremar, Hachi Amar Vucha Mishmei Der Rav Yosef, Keman Azla Hashmaitz Der Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba. Who does it go like this piece from Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba, that he is like Shetashach Tzarech Sha'ela, that he needs a heter even after it gets dark? Krev Nasan, Detan Rav Nasan Aymer, This memra of Rav Nasan we brought earlier in the Masechta, the Ran explains over there on Daf Chaf Beis, that a person who makes a neder is not doing the right thing, just like someone who builds a bama. What's the comparison? Someone who builds a bama is trying to add to the Torah. The Torah says to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and he wants to go ahead and be from and bring a carbon somewhere else. So he's adding to the Torah. And so to someone who makes a neder is adding to the restrictions of the Torah, and we frown upon his behavior. V'amakaymai, and someone who keeps a neder, someone who doesn't ask for a heter, after he made the neder, he has a chance to correct it and uproot the neder, but v'amakaymai, he keeps the neder, kilo makderla, as if he went full-fledged and actually brought the carbon on this bummer. most Rishonim, the Ran and the Rush, both explain that Ravina is not arguing with Rav Yosef's reason of the Gzera Hayayim Atu Yayim Echad. Ravina is just explaining further. Ravina is explaining that this Gzera is not a Gzera that we would do normally. It's not so shchiach, it's not so likely for a person to mix up Yayim Echad with the case of Hayayim. However, since the person did something wrong because of the memra of Reb Nosson, Kol Hanoyder Kilo Bana Bama V'Mekayma Kilo Makter Les, so since he did something wrong, we are looking to cancel him, we're looking to give him a knas, and therefore we're a machmer l'shetach shach tzarech she'ela. But this is only in connection with the gzera of Rav Yosef, because otherwise, as Iran points out, every neder, the person's doing something wrong, and we don't find that he needs a shela, he needs to go to a chacham at the end of every single neder. Why dafka over here? Are we canceling him? Are we fining him because he violated the memra of Reb Nosson? Because over here, we have a reason, we have some reason to do it, because there is some element of chshash, of gzera, atu yayim echad. The Ran and the Rush both say that according to this, according to Ravina, it would come out that if a person had a good reason to make the neder, it was a nidrei mitzvah. In such a case, over there, there would be no gzera, because gzera is only in connection, in combination with the problem that he shouldn't have made the neder. So if the person was allowed to make the neder, and maybe even encouraged to make the neder, gadal, okay, Yisrael, person is doing a mitzvah, so there would be no gezeira. It's interesting that what did he do wrong when he made the nether? So Pashup Shad is he did wrong because he made the nether altogether. He shouldn't have made the nether. He shouldn't have said, Kainim Yayin Shani Tayim Hayayim. However, Taisus over here says that the Kansina Le Kareb Nasan, Sha'avar Ama Shekaimai. We consent him like Reb Nosson because he transgressed the fact that he kept the nether. Meaning, it's not only that the person made the nether, in our case, he also kept the nether because he waited till it got dark. This actually fits very nicely. Likshek tachshach, when it gets dark, meaning he kept the entire day with the isser of drinking the wine, and he did not go for heter from a chacham earlier. Tzarech she'ela, he needs she'ela. The Rabbanan canceled him because he kept the nether an entire day. Not only did he make the nether, but he kept the nether. He didn't look to get rid of it. So therefore we canceled him, Tzarech she'ela. The Mefarish over here actually learns that Ravina is arguing with Rav Yosef. Ravina is saying that the reason, L'kshetachshach Tzarech she'ela, the reason for Rav Yirmiyah is not because, like Rav Yosef said, it's Gzera Atu Yayim Echad. The reason for Rav Yirmiyah is because of Rav Nosson's, because a person should not have made the nether. The question we asked, why don't we make this knas then by every nether? If it has nothing to do with the gzera, so why don't we make the knas by every nether? That after the nether is over, he still will need she'ela. So Mefarish explains that over here, where the person said hayayim, it's possible that a person meant me'es leis. It's possible the person meant 24 hours. Now, most people, when they say hayayim, do not mean 24 hours, and that's why me'ikar adin, the halacha is, the person is mote l'kshet tachshach. But there is a possibility, there are those people, that when they say hayayim, they would mean me'es leis. So therefore, there is some basis, there's some element that allows us to make this knas, that allows us to say l'shetachshach tzar she'ela and treat it as if the person is usher me'es leis. However, in a regular nether where it's crystal clear what the person means, there would be no ability to make the knas. In fact, the Mefarsh goes on to say that the other cases in the Mishnah, there will be no gezerah, because if a person says Shabbos zu, or a person says Chaydesh Zu, there it clearly means this week, this month, or Shanazu this year. There's no possibility that the person meant an entire year, an entire week, an entire month. So there, actually, we would not apply the din of Rabbi Yirmiyah that the person would need Sheila. It's Dafka by the case of Hayyim, there is a possibility that Hayyim means Me'es Leis, it means 24 hours. The Gemara further goes into the case of the Mishnah of Chaydesh Zeh Asa B'chala Chaydesh Rosh Chaydesh Lahaba, that if a person, will explain now according to the Ran, if the person is holding in the middle of the month and he says that he's Asar on himself wine for this month, he is Asar the entire month. However, Rosh Chaydesh, the following Rosh Chaydesh Lahaba, is considered part of the next month and he's not going to be Asar. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, it's obvious. It's obvious that he's not going to be Asar Rosh Chaydesh. It's a new month. The Gemara answers, Ki Yitzruch L'Chaydesh Chaser. We need it for a case of a Chaydesh Chaser, which the Ran explains that the Gemara means that the next month, the month after the month that he is holding in, is a Chaydesh Chaser, is a 29-day month, which means that the month that he's in right now, that he's making the nether, is a Malay, is a full month. It's a 30-day month. Therefore, we would think that day 30, which is called Rosh Chaydesh of the next month, for example, the month of Nisan, which is a Mali, is 30 days. So if the person made the nether, let's say, Pesach, he made the nether Tesvav Nisan, and he asked himself on wine, not a good idea, and he made a nether that he's going to be asked till the end of the month, so we would think that he's going to be asked up and including to Lama Nisan, because Lama Nisan is part of, we would think, it's part of this month. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan Zakta Gemara, Karo Incha Reish Yarcha. People call Lama Nisan Reish Chaydesh. They call it Reish Chaydesh Iyar, like we call it today. We call it Reish Chaydesh Iyar. And since we call it Reish Chaydesh Iyar, the person is not going to be Asar on Lama Nisan. He's only going to be Asar until the end of Chavtes. This Gemara has great relevance in Halacha. The Ran says that we see from this Gemara that in calling days of a month, we count the new month from Lamed, from Lamed Nisan is counted as Rosh Chaydesh Iyar. Therefore, if a person was writing a shtar, if the person was writing a get, and the get was being written on Lamed Nisan, the person would not write, the Ran understands, Lamed Nisan, but the person would write Reish Chaydesh Iyar. The Ran takes it even further. The Ran says that the next day is not considered Aleph Iyar. The next day after Lamed Nisan is not considered Aleph Iyar, it's actually considered Beis Iyar. Going further down the month, the Ran understands that, let's say, what we call today Dalet Iyar, the Ran understands that in a shtar you would actually write Hey Iyar, because we count the month of Iyar from Reish Chaydesh, from the first day of Reish Chaydesh, from Lama Nisan, and you count from there the days of the month. A tremendous chiddush from the Ran. The Rashba brings this shita as well from Ben Otam. The Rashba is in Shuvas, Chelek Gimel, Simen Vav, that we count by shtarais, we count the days of the month, starting from Reish Chaydesh, even though that Reish Chaydesh is actually the end of the last, officially the end of the last month. However, we do not paskin like this Ran and this Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Evin Ezer, Kuf Chav Vav Vav, that we count months by the second day of Reish Chaydesh, like we are accustomed to saying. We say Dalet Iyar today, we mean Dalet Iyar counting from the second day of Reish Chaydesh. However, if the person writes a get or a shtar on Lama Nisan, on the first day of Rosh Chaydesh, he should write, the Shulchan Aruch says, he should write both. He should write Yom Shleishim L'Chaydesh Nisan
Shehu Rosh Chodesh Iyar. In order to make it crystal clear, there shouldn't be any suffix. The person should write both. It's a 30th day of Chodesh Nisan, which is also called Rosh Chodesh Iyar. However, the following days of the month, there, the person would count from the second day of Rosh Chodesh. And the Svara for this, L'chaira, is as follows. Even though our Gemara says that if a person makes a neder on middle of the month, let's say in Nisan, he's going to be Aser only until Chavtes, he's not going to be Aser on Lamed, that's because when a person says this month, he means until Rosh Chodesh. He means until Rosh Chodesh. But that's only when a person says this month. However, when it comes to dating something, when it comes to labeling the dates of the month, there, even B'lashon B'nai Adam, people date the second day of Rosh Chodesh as Aleph Iyar, and following the next day is Beis Iyar. People do not date from the first day of Rosh Chodesh. People date from the second day. We have to point out as well that this Gemara is very difficult according to the Mahalach of the Mefarish. According to the Mahalach of the Mefarish, the case of the Mishnah, the person was standing on Rosh Chodesh, and he said, I asra myself Chodesh Zeh this month. So the Mishnah is telling us he is asra the entire month, Rosh Chodesh Lahaba, and Rosh Chodesh, the day that he made the neder, is considered part of the month, and he's also going to be asra on Rosh Chodesh itself. According to this, the Gemara is asking Pshita, it's obvious that he's going to be Aser on Rosh Chodesh the day he made the neder. And the Gemara answers, Ki itzrech l'chodesh chaser. We need the Chiddush of our Mishnah in a case where the month that he's holding in, which is actually better than the run, it's going on the month that he's actually in, not the next month, that the month that he's in is a Chodesh chaser, which means that the day he's making the neder is coming off of a Malay. It's Rosh Chodesh from a Malay, from the end of a Malay. So let's say it's again Lama Nisan. So Ma'od Atem Rosh Chodesh L'Sha'avar, I would say Rosh Chodesh, the day that he's making the Neder, is L'Sha'avar, it's part of the last month. Lama Nisan, I would think, is part of the last month, and he's not going to be Aser. Kamash Malan, Kari Inshi Reish Yarcha. Kamash Malan, that no, Lama Nisan people call the Rosh Chodesh, people call it Rosh Chodesh of Iyar, Rosh Chodesh of the next month, and therefore he's going to be Aser. Frek the Rishash asks that it's Tamua. According to the Mefarish, even in the case of Shabbos, where a person made the nether on Shabbos, he is going to be Aser the next week, and Shabbos the day that he made the nether, even though, by all accounts, Shabbos is not considered the beginning of the week, Shabbos is the end of the week. So even though Shabbos is part of the last week, still he's going to be usher on Shabbos the day that he made the nether. So according to that, what does the Gemara have to say? Kamash Malan Kara Inshi Reish Yarcha, that Kamash Malan people call Lama Nisan, they call it Rosh Chodesh Iyar, even if people didn't consider Lama Nisan as part of the next month, still he's going to be usher because it's not worse than the case of Shabbos. We do have a shtickle mahalich. If you remember, we quoted over from the Nidre's reason earlier that the Nidre's reason says that it's only by Shabbos that a person, people are not sure maybe how to consider the week, whether Shabbos is the beginning of the week or the end of the week. So over there, the person is going to be included in Shabbos. However, by Rosh Chodesh, maybe we can say, right? Everyone knows that Rosh Chodesh begins the new month. So here the Gemara has to say that Kamash Mon Kara Inshi Reish Yarcha, because if we would consider Lama Nisan as part of the old month, then he would not be Aser. The problem is a very big shverket over here. The problem is that if the person made the neder on Lama Nisan, and the person said Chodesh Zu, this month, and let's assume that Lama Nisan is not part of the next month. It's the end of Nisan, and it has no shaykhis to Iyar. So, when would the person be Aser? The Gemara's mashma, ma'od etem or Rosh Chodesh l'sha'avar v'loy litzar, that I would say Rosh Chodesh is part of the last month, and he's not going to be Aser on Rosh Chodesh. 1 second, why would he not be Aser Rosh Chodesh? We said earlier from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that if a person makes another Chaf Tes Elul and he says Shana Zu, he's Aser only on Chaf Tes Elul, and afterwards, the next day, he's permitted. So if the person said Chodesh Zu on Lamed Nisan, and we would assume Rosh Chodesh L'Sha'avar, that Lamed Nisan has no connection to Iyar, so Fakert, the Havamina should not be that he shouldn't be Aser on Rosh Chodesh. The Havamina should be that he should only be Aser Rosh Chodesh, and he should not be Aser the following week. We will leave this Kasha with a Tzarech Ian.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.